You went out on a first date.
Everything went well. We had a little kiss. It was great.
And you're still waiting for the second.
Why is he not texting?
Marco and Krista.
Come on, just text. Text. Come on. We had a good time. You know you want to text me.
It's second date update.
93.1 Jams, Marco and Krista. You just heard Skylar, who is pretty much every guy's dream. She plays video games.
Mm-hmm.
She did Netflix and chill. She seems super sweet.
She went to his house after the date.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yes.
It's all good.
Yes.
But she's not hearing back from the guy that she went out with, Leo.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to help her out. All right, Skylar, don't say anything. We're going to call Leo right now and see if we can't get to the bottom of this, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Oh, hey, is this Leo?
Yeah, this is.
Hey, Leo. This is Marco and Krista. We're on 93.1 Jams this morning. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Hi, Leo.
We're good, man. We're good. We're doing a little segment on our show that we do called Second Date Update. And basically, this is where you might have gone out with somebody, and for whatever reason, the other party can't get back in touch with the person, and that person is you, Leo. You went on a date recently with Skylar.
Yes. Skylar.
Such
I
a
did.
Pretty name.
Yeah. We were just kind of wondering, you know, what's going on, or, I mean, I know she was trying to get back in touch with you, I think, and stuff.
Well, you know, we met online, and we talked, we got on pretty well, and then we went on a date and went out to dinner, and it was, you know, pretty great. I mean, she's a nice enough girl. She's really sweet. And then I invited her back to my apartment to watch a movie on Netflix and chill. And we got back, and I watched Netflix on my Xbox. And so she saw that I had an Xbox, and she saw that I'd been playing Call of Duty. And so she said, well, can we play a game of Call of Duty instead? And so, you know, I thought, sure, I'll let her play. Yeah, I'm a pretty big gamer.
Yeah.
And so I thought that might be fun, and we started playing, and I kind of was letting her win, and then all of a sudden she just, you know, ran up the score on me and just kind of kicked my ass. that was kind of, that was pretty unrecoverable, you know, that sucked, losing to a girl.
Yeah.
That's not why, is it?
So,
your ego.
You played Call of Duty and she dominated you,
yeah.
And then is that why you didn't call her back?
Please tell me that's
why. But she wasn't honest about it. I mean, she goes, oh, Call of Duty, yeah, this sounds fun. Can we play it? I mean, and she just, you know, she was like a shark.
So,
oh my God.
So clearly she had some experience, but she wasn't letting on. You know, almost like if you were in a pool hall and you got played a little bit on the pool table.
Exactly. It's exactly what it felt like. And, I mean, I'm a pretty big gamer. I take it pretty seriously, and you know, I'm proud of, you know, how good of a gamer I am. And it stung.
Leo, this cannot be the reason why you're seriously not returning her phone call. You should be like totally turned on that she kicked your butt in playing something like this. I mean, just imagine what she's like playing other things.
Okay.
You know, I get
yes.
it. Yeah, it's just, you know. I love video games. I love talking to my friends about video games, but you know, it's kind of a little weird. Like a girl who's really into video games.
Well, listen, we must have gotten 5 texts here in the last minute of all guys asking for Skylar's number here, because a lot of guys like that. A lot of guys would love a girl that would game with them, hang out, do the things that they love to do, and also be good at it.
Yeah, she's like a Comic-Con, like, queen.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's okay if girls want to, you know, play video games. Like, there's, you know, Candy Crush and like, Farmville.
Oh, my God!
Farmville.
Okay.
Well, Leo, I do have to tell you that Skylar is actually hanging out with us here this morning.
God.
Girl, I don't know.
So, Skylar, the reason why you're not getting a call back from Leo is because you dominated him in Call of Duty.
Well, thank the dear Lord I'm not getting a call back from him, because I cannot believe I knew it.
Aww.
I knew that had to have been it.
Wow.
Leo, we had such a great time. It's kind
of
funny.
I know,
funny.
I had a lot of fun.
I'm a little bummed, but I'm dying of laughter.
So you're mad, but are you confused a little bit about that?
I mean, I guess I'm confused as to like what happened in his life to get him to get his ego to inflate to this level.
Yeah.
That like literally, I thought we were having a great time, and it was really fun, and I've dated guys that we've played games. It's never been an issue.
Yeah. Well, listen, some guys are super competitive. You're talking to a guy here. I was playing in a family pickup football game on the street, and I dove to tackle my little brother because it was the last score win. So, I do get sort of where he's coming from, although I would think that it would be fun that you could play something together and have that competitive edge and then maybe bet some stuff and have some fun. But Leo seems like he's not going in that direction.
I don't like this word, but Leo, you need to put your big boy panties on.
I think it's just big boy pants.
No, his panties.
Leo. So, it is. But you know what? If that's his thing. And yeah. And Skylar, did you pretend like you didn't know about Call of Duty? Or were you just like, oh, yeah.
I wasn't going to go like full nerd when we first started playing. I was just like, I kind of was enjoying the fact that maybe he wouldn't know. And then the surprise would come when I would, kind of pull out all my tricks. But
yeah.
I guess it embarrassed him or it hurt his feelings that I wasn't honest. Like, if we were having fun, I was having fun.
Yeah.
I don't think I was deceiving him in any way.
No, but you sound like a fun girl. Well, listen, on Second Date Update, normally what we do here is I'll offer to pay for another date, maybe go back, try things over now that you guys kind of know what's going on. So, Leo, I will extend that to you. I'll pay for you guys to go out on a date somewhere here in Madison. Somewhere real nice. We'll take care of everything. You don't have to worry about anything, and you can maybe reconnect with Skylar. It's totally up to you here, though, on Second Date Update.
Okay,
never mind. If he just goes, I'm good. I'm good, guys.
That's awesome.